Ottawa. A proposed condominium development on Juno Beach in France has been cancelled after public outcry and a three-year legal fight. The Canadian and French governments are helping the town of Courseulles-sur-Mer buy a parcel of land where a developer planned to build a 70-unit building. Veterans Affairs Canada says the construction posed a threat to both the integrity of Juno Beach itself and Juno Beach Centre operations. Developers plan to use a private road next to the centre for nearly 2 years during construction, which the centre says would cause chaos and safety concerns for visitors. Federal and local governments are also negotiating a 99-year lease to protect a parcel of land where Canadian soldiers landed on D-Day in June 1944, including a portion of Juno Park where visitors to the centre tour old bunkers. The plan sparked a campaign called Save Juno Beach, which encouraged people to write letters to members of parliament and French officials calling for a halt to the development plans. Canadians make a promise every Remembrance Day to never forget the sacrifices made for future generations. And this year, we forced our government to step up and protect the legacy and reputation of our country as an ally and force for good in a war-torn world, the group's founder, Cindy Clegg, said in a statement. The Juno Beach Center, a privately run museum that was built in 2003, has run into financial difficulty due to the pandemic and a legal fight with the building's developer. The settlement will ensure that the Juno Beach Center and the Canadian Memorial presence in Normandy are preserved for generations to come, the center said in a statement Friday. Veterans Affairs agreed in January to provide up to $500,000 over the next 2 years to cover some of the Juno Beach Center's expenses and help it weather the pandemic, on top of the $500,000 Ottawa gives the museum each year. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 7, 2022. The Canadian Press.